white Christmas, just like the one.
And good morning. It is 7:40, 26 degrees, WRHI Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. You're listening to us on FM 100.1 AM 1340, and you're watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103. It's a little brighter in here. That's because this past weekend was the Safford Park Neighborhood Light Show, and another great success. And, of course, they collect everything from canned goods to toys to monetary donations, all for Toys for Happiness and some for other organizations in our community. And we have a recap of this amazing event. And so we have three great guys in here. We'll start with our good friend Dean. And Dean, I think you're becoming a regular on the show. Maybe you can join us daily on on Palmetto Mornings.
I remember some of the on-air personality that's no longer here, so that's a long time, I guess.
That's true. Well, Dean, let's sum up the last two nights for the Safford Park Neighborhood Christmas Light Show.
Amazing weekend. We didn't let the weather dampen our spirits. We still did everything we normally do, and people were quite overwhelmed that we were actually out there in the rain and the cold weather, and it paid off. It's done really well for us to make our donations to y'all this morning.
And it was Friday and Saturday. Which day was a bigger turnout?
Oh, definitely Saturday. Yeah. You get off work on Friday and can't get there, but Saturday everybody's off work and get there. So.
Well, Joe, you're probably the most popular person in this building. Joe Geraci, you're the treasurer, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. The man with the money.
Yeah, literally, truly.
Seriously, you come in with stacks of bills.
We introduced ourselves and said, "Hi, I'm Joe," and started just pulling money out of the plastic bag. And I was like, "Oh, this is how this interview goes. We got it."
Exactly. We're like, we're okay with this.
Yeah, we're good to go. So as the treasurer, you have a very important job during this Christmas light event.
Yeah, I do all the counting of the money and the holding of it, and I can't wait to get to the, you know, get rid of it on Monday.
Some responsibility.
Yeah,
so,
no kidding.
But turned out really good. We have broke a new record.
I was going to say, you want a drum
record?
Roll?
Yeah. And the final count is
$4,409.43.
Wow.
Brand new record.
The penny. Yes. Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah. That's unofficial. It becomes official later at the bank, but that's the unofficial
title. Okay. Good deal.
Usually we miscount and end up with more money.
So. That's a good thing.
It's kind of hard, you know, especially Friday night with the pouring down rain and the money was all soaking wet and stuck together. So.
Gosh. So more than $4,400.
Yes.
So
wow.
Yeah, no.
That's fantastic.
That money.
Thank you, Rock Hill.
Yeah, thank you.
So
everybody
much generosity. And thank you for providing this opportunity to build and grow the Christmas spirit and also give us a way to give back and remember the reason for the season.
Correct.
Very much so. So, Alan, you hear about this. It's going to WRHI's 32nd Annual Toys for Happiness campaign. That's a really nice gift on this Monday morning.
Well, first of all, I want to say thanks to Dean and to Joe and everybody out at Safford Park. We had the opportunity to go out Friday night and go through, and the traffic was not nearly as brisk as it normally has been, because it's backed up a good half mile on Twin Lakes Road getting ready, coming off Ebenezer. And they have a great system set up. The way they have their they're blocking set up within the streets, and you can only go one way, and you're able to intertwine yourself through that neighborhood. If you didn't, you'd be lost, because you know everything is so lit up, everything is so beautiful, and you can tell these people put a lot of love into what they do and celebrating the season. But you know, we're overwhelmed as always.
Wow.
I expected to come in here this morning knowing they were bringing by the money and thinking, well, with the bad weather this weekend, we're not going to get that strong of a showing. But I'm really surprised. I'm really elated. And I understand you got some food for the Pilgrims Inn, and also how many boxes of toys?
I'm not sure how many Joel ended up picking up, but it was over 500 toys.
Wow!
So
that just is.
Isn't that great?
That's
says
a record.
So
too.
Much about.
Yeah.
That's a record too.
That's
wow.
Record too, yeah.
Well, it's neighbors helping neighbors. I mean,
correct.
We say that phrase often, and you do see it. But I mean, this is the best example of neighbors helping neighbors and having fun at the same time. It wasn't a chore.
No, with the rain, it really wasn't. I mean, we were cold and wet, but it was one of the things that, you know, I can deal with the cold and wet. if I can help a child have a Christmas.
Oh, that's great. Now, as a neighborhood, are you guys like, oh, I don't want to see any more visitors in our neighborhood now?
Well, we're going to see until the rest of the year, riding through. But as of 5 o'clock yesterday, my job was over with.
Okay.
I'll take a few weeks and rest before I start talking about any lights again.
But to see the lights in your neighborhood there at Stafford Park, that's going to be available up until...
Most everybody's on... more closer to the weekends.
Okay.
And it'll be on through the first of the year. Most everybody will be.
You know what has become a tradition for our family, and probably going back a dozen years, is you know, going out, of course, supporting this event, but also on Christmas Eve after church, after services, going by and driving through. And you can normally see Dean, he's standing out there doing something. He doesn't have to look like Santa. He just has to stand out there and wave to people.
Exactly.
Because he's got that big smile on his face. And these guys, I don't know how this program, Toys for Happiness, could progress the way it has over the years if it wouldn't be for Stafford Park.
Wow.
And in particular, these two guys here who work so hard.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Very much.
You have some winners that you want to announce.
What about this? The contest. So as you go through, you have the opportunity to vote on your favorite decorated house.
Yeah, okay. Everybody has a number in their front yard.
Uh-huh.
And we give a ballot out. You vote for your favorite two. That's part of our counting process as well.
And out of how many houses?
115. Yep.
And you vote for two?
You vote for two, yep.
Woo!
It's a hard choice.
How many drive second and third and fourth? Let me look again. I've got to have a second look.
Remember, after you leave, you got to go to the end of the line and come back. So that could be another 45 minutes before you get back in.
My top finalists.
Yeah. Well, some of the ballots actually have 20 numbers written on it before they decide which two.
So they start.
Yep.
They make a list. Gosh. They start with their favorite, and then it's like, no, this is my favorite. Yep. No, this is my favorite.
No, I like this one.
This is honorable mention.
Yeah. And the kids usually win out in the end. Yeah. So
okay.
To heck with mom and dad, the kids win out at the end.
Good deal. Dean, you want to give us some more good news to the folks who won?
It'll be up on our Facebook page.
All right.
Stafford Park Christmas Light Show page.
All right.
On Facebook. We had the closest vote we've had in the last 15 years.
All right.
it's amazing the difference from the top 20. The 11 through 20 was maybe 100 votes separating the nine people.
Wow.
So, even our first and second place was the closest it's ever been.
Gosh.
I'm going to just give you the top three.
Okay.
Top three. Is house number 68, the Friddles.
Okay.
And then in second place were the Baldwins. They were house number 4. And
wow.
In first place for the sixth year in a row, the Pease family.
Wow. And tell us about their house briefly. If we didn't make it out there, what did we miss out on?
They were number 33. They are the Santa Beach scene.
Oh, I like it already.
Yep. It's a pretty amazing display.
And memorable.
Oh, yes.
And do they get anything except just bragging rights?
We give little plaques.
And oh, cool.
They used to go on the mailbox, but now people actually save them and put them on a plaque in their house.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow. Well, Dean and Joe from Stafford Park Neighborhood, just thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I know Toys for Happiness, certainly, as Alan just said, we could not continue to do what we do without the generosity of your neighborhood, having fun with it. And thank you to everyone who took time out of their schedules Friday and Saturday night to swing by there. It's great. And what a great way to get everyone in the Christmas spirit. So we certainly appreciate it.
Thank you for letting us come.
No problem.
Fantastic. You guys are the best.
Yes.
Really appreciate it.